snitches away. Brooms up!
Most Sundays during the school year, you can find the Razorback Quidditch team practicing at the gardens on the University of Arkansas campus. Fans of Harry Potter know that Quidditch is a team sport. The young wizard participates in at a school that requires throwing balls through hoops while flying through the air on brooms. What fans may not know is the sport has been adapted for muggles or non-magical people and is being played on college campuses across the United States and even in some other countries. Junior John Banks, the Razorback Quidditch team captain, explains that the registered student organization was founded in the spring of 2010.
I helped a little bit get started. That was my freshman year, actually. But my friend Amanda and Jen, they founded it together, just started talking about it. As a joke, they're like, oh, this would be really cool. This was something that other schools are doing. And then it was like, let's actually do it. Why not? And they did.
Banks is the vice president of the organization, which practices once a week. He says more people are learning about Muggle Quidditch simply by word of mouth. Two examples are his sophomore teammates Jim Curry and Lauren Grantham.
I heard about Quidditch at Fayetteville just by word of mouth. I knew it was an uprising collegiate sport, and heard that there was a team at Fayetteville, so I just did a quick Facebook search and got in contact with the officers at the time, and here I am today.
I don't really remember how I heard about it, but I do know that it largely affected my college decision. I'm from Jonesboro, and literally I was like, I can't go to ASU because they don't have a Quidditch team. And I went to the intramural sports for the serious club sports, and I was like, where's the Quidditch table? And they're like, that's not here. I was like, no. But I found them at Razor Bash my freshman year and signed up and just jumped in it and been with it ever since.
And there's a lot of advertisement by word of mouth, people that you know just talk about it, because so many people just love it, that play. We talk about it to everyone that we know, right? So that's how a lot of people hear.
This year, the teammates say nearly 100 students signed up to participate in the RSO. Banks says they don't turn anyone away, but they will have to limit participants when they attend tournaments because a team may have a maximum of 21 athletes on the roster.
Tournaments are the primary way to play, just because as it being colleges, we're very spread out from each other, and it's difficult and it's expensive to get together. So to maximize efficiency, generally what we do is we go and play a tournament where there are 6 or 7 or 8 teams, and we'll play 8 or 9 games in consecutively in one 5-6 hour period, and
very physically demanding.
Yeah.
You get your fill in one day.
And yeah, then there are probably at most two or three tournaments that we go to per semester.
The Razorback Quidditch team hosted its first tournament, the Hogshead Invitational, last spring, and plans to host it again next year. The local team is a member of the International Quidditch Association. The organization includes a list of more than 300 teams with organized groups in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Brazil. The rules of Quidditch have been adapted for non-magical play, but just as in J.K. Rowling's books, each team has 7 people on the field at a time.
There is the Seeker. Their only job is to find and catch the snitch. They catch the snitch, earn 30 points, and end the game.
There are the Beaters. There are 2 that in play at a time on a team, whose job is to throw bludgers, in our case it's dodgeballs, at opposing teams to knock them out, and they are out of play until they return to their home hoops.
The Beaters are kind of the tactical position. Very important, but very hard to play. There's also Chasers. They're the goal-scoring position of the team. They play offense and defense. They're similar to midfieldmen in soccer, if anyone's familiar with that. Then also there's the keeper, who is like a goalie.
The keeper must keep the other team from throwing a ball through one of 3 hoops that are 3, 4.5, and 6 feet off of the ground. Players are required to remain attached to their brooms. The Razorback Quidditch team is now the proud owner of 14 Scarlet Falcons, brooms made specifically for the sport. While they don't fly, they do pose their own set of challenges.
You wouldn't really think so as much, but you get tired much faster with a broom. And it just changes how you can run. You're much slower. You kind of have to waddle in a way.
And you're playing with one hand. Because one hand is holding on the rim while the other one deals with the ball you're trying to throw or catch or score with.
Capturing the snitch, which the students explain is typically a tennis ball attached to one of the players, signals the end of the game, and the team with the most points wins. Physical contact has been incorporated into the game. 7 referees help regulate a match, but athletes still sustain injuries.
The biggest fouls are basically that you cannot hurt other players intentionally. You can't foul from you can't tackle from behind. Is probably the biggest, and you have to avoid the neck and head area and the groin and lower area. There's no tripping. But aside from that, it's a very, very physical sport. Concussions are relatively common.
Yeah, I got a concussion at our first tournament that we went to my freshman year.
And I have had a concussion at every single tournament we've ever played in.
I'm concussion-free, but that may change very soon.
And I played in our tournament with a broken ankle, so...
Although the sport is relatively new, it's already spreading to high schools and even into elementary schools.
It's even gone beyond high schools into elementary schools and middle schools with
Kidditch.
Kidditch. It's a simplified and safer version.
I was fortunate enough to teach that this summer at a summer camp in Little Rock, where we used pool noodles as brooms and soccer
balls
as hoops.
Very cute pictures involving Jim.
It was a lot of fun. They all wanted to be the snitch, and unfortunately that's just not possible, but they had a blast.
While many players are Harry Potter fans, the UA students say you don't have to be familiar with the books or movies to be a fan of the sport.
It's a really fun sport just by itself. Like, I know a few people who have played simply not really even liking Harry Potter, actually.
No, some of our best players last year hadn't even read the books. They just loved the sport. We had an Army guy and a Marine guy play on our team, and they had never read Harry Potter, never really liked the movies, but they were just completely enthralled by the game, so...
But Harry Potter being a series we've grown up with,
right?
It was mind-blowing to see the sport created in the books transition into real life and be accessible to us.
Right.
Although the books are completed, the sport created within them is still giving back to fans.
It's really cool because, like, you get to this point where, like, you like, know that there are Harry Potter fans out there. And it's also cool for me just personally because, you know, there's no more books coming out, there's no more movies coming out, but Quidditch is forever. Like, I will play Quidditch through college, through grad school, and it's really cool to have that community of people still there that you can hang out with and share laughs with, and it's just awesome.
More information can be found at twitter.com/RAZQUIDD.
Go! Go!